The news a year ago was about a trial looking at a type of immunity called cellular immunity. Traditionally, the way we create vaccines against diseases is by making vaccines that produce neutralizing antibodies against the particular virus. And that is what we'd like to do in HIV. We just haven't known how to do that. So people moved into the cellular immunity area trying to find other ways to get immunity that might be helpful. 5 years ago, we started a neutralizing antibody consortium, a group of laboratories working initially, small number, four of them, up then to 16 around the world, trying to solve this plexing problem of neutralizing antibodies, which we know is solvable. And this latest announcement is one to expand that effort even further.
So 5 years ago, you had your suspicions that the vaccine research going on at the time might not work?
Well, the idea is that we would like to have both neutralizing antibodies and cellular immunity. The neutralizing antibodies is to try to prevent infection. Cellular immunity would be if some virus got through, it would mop up and kill the cells that were infected. So in an ideal world, you'd like to have both. But if you could only have one of the two, neutralizing antibodies would be the one of choice. And so the answer is, years ago, we tried to understand the science better and move forward in trying to solve that problem.
So what will this new lab exactly do? How will it change research, for example?
Well, the interesting thing about these types of antibodies is that we know they exist. There now have been four or five examples of antibodies isolated from humans that neutralize most of the strains in the world. And so the challenge then is, how do you make a vaccine that produces antibodies like those? So a process has begun to both try to solve that for the existing antibodies, plus look for new ones. And that is going on at these sites around the world. The idea here was to create a center where we would have a critical mass of people in one place working on solving these problems, and they'll be supplemented by all the other labs that are working around the world.
So when you talk about antibody research, are you referring to, for example, people who have become infected with HIV and yet show no real symptoms?
There are really a number of ways we see this. One is that there are people, so-called long-term non-progressors, who get infected with HIV and do not go on to have a disease over a long period of time, and many of them, called controllers, actually keep the viral load very low. And so one of the issues is trying to understand better the types of immune protection those people have. The neutralizing antibody finding was slightly different, and that is, some people produce these antibodies, which then, if you put into animals, completely protect against all of the strains. And, of course, what we'd like to do is get those in people before they get infected with the virus rather than afterwards. Because once a person's infected, this virus integrates. It's with them for the rest of their lives. If we could get them this type of protection before they're infected, then it would likely work to prevent them from becoming infected.
So as you pursue the antibody approach, what is the status of the research that suffered the setback a year ago?
Well, first of all, that was one particular candidate that didn't work. So the real question is understanding why that didn't work, and there's a very active effort looking at the results from those trials. But as importantly, people are now going out and trying to make better cellular immunity vaccines. And so that trial was very important. We learned an enormous amount. We learned a lot about what tests do and do not predict, what animal models do and do not predict. And so there is still a very active effort moving forward on trying to find better candidates to produce cellular immunity.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the age-old question, a question that I've asked you many times over the years. When do you think there will be an AIDS vaccine?
Well, you know, Joe, it's different now than it was a few years ago, because we had candidates that were moving into efficacy trial, and if those had worked, you'd know exactly what the pathway was in timing. At this point in time, we're moving a little bit more upstream, so it's very difficult to predict an actual time point. But what I'd like to say is that, you know, in essence, this is a renaissance period for AIDS vaccines, because we now have a lot more science and a lot more work going on. And so I trust the power of science, and I personally believe that we will have breakthroughs now in the next few years, given the amount of effort and the critical mass of people that are working on these problems. And so I am optimistic that we will get there, but I can't tell you exactly when.